Arizona is far behind many states, including those back east, when it comes to having institutions of higher learning. But that didn't stop students from Green Mountain College in Vermont from moving across the country to Prescott College when their school was closed in May for financial reasons. John Flicker is president of Prescott College and is with me to talk about what's next. John, how did this relationship between the two colleges come about?
There's just a fewer and fewer traditional age students entering college. So by some estimates, there's probably 25% more seats in colleges around the country than there are students to fill them. And that's hitting small private colleges particularly hard. And there are a lot of them in the Northeast, and they're suffering the most.
Well, give me some more detail then. As you said, you've had a relationship with them before. When you expand on something like this, was it more about that relationship encouraging some students to come to Prescott College? Because maybe there is a similar mission statement to some degree. Why is there a good fit for the students to come? Obviously, people go all across the country and the world for college, but it is a long trip.
The mission of Prescott College is almost identical to the mission of Green Mountain College. We're completely aligned. The way we approach learning, our value system, our cultures are very similar, which is what made it easy for our students to go back and forth. So we were a logical fit when Green Mountain ran into difficulty and needed to close. While it's a long way across the country, the culture and mission and the way we approach education in a very distinctive way are very similar. And it turns out that both Prescott College and Green Mountain College recruit students from all over the country. Our students come from all over the country, and many Green Mountain students were coming from the West. So it isn't entirely a move across the country for many of them.
Now, we certainly have seen a renewed commitment in Arizona generally to get more high school graduates going to college, whatever that may be. We've also seen, obviously, our big universities continue to grow, and that seems to be the case as well with the community college system and in various ways across the state. Does that make this area of the country unique, let's say in comparison to a place like Green Mountain or other areas, other places in the Midwest or New England? Is this one of the rare areas where there's actual growth in terms of the students who are of age to go?
Yes, there is. The Southwest is the only region of the country where there is some growth in traditional age students coming into college. All other areas of the country are shrinking. And we also have the fewest number of small private colleges like Prescott College. We are the only private small liberal arts college in the state of Arizona, a state of almost 7 million people, compared to Vermont, which has 22 small liberal arts colleges. So in that respect, we have a competitive advantage and a very attractive place for people to grow. And we are growing where most other places are shrinking.
You are obviously pleased that Prescott College is growing. As an educator and as someone who has been involved with all sorts of things over the decades, does the trend in other places disturb you?
It's very disturbing in that the competition from online for-profit universities is intense, and it's very difficult for them to deliver the same quality of education. Public funding for higher education is shrinking everywhere, and middle-class families have more and more difficulty affording the cost of college, and students are burdened with greater debt. So we do everything possible to keep our costs down, to offer as much aid to students as we possibly can, so that they don't leave with a large debt, and that they get a very distinctive kind of education that will allow them to be successful in their careers and in their personal lives.
Well, you've alluded to this before, but let's go into more detail on that for folks who don't know about Prescott College and the areas of study and the expertise of what the college aims to do. Can you tell us more about that?
Prescott College is a very distinctive place. We attract students who are looking for a non-traditional kind of education, for whom a large public university or an online program doesn't quite fit them. We offer very small classes where you can get to know your fellow students and work one-on-one with your faculty and advisors to design your coursework and your degree plan that fits what you want to do. And then you can work in small groups through project-related work out in the field. Our students spend relatively little time in classrooms. They're out in the field working in project areas directly related to their coursework and what they want to do in their careers. And as a small college, we can do that. It's very distinctive and quite unlike the kind of education you would find in larger institutions. Our students get very engaged in designing their coursework and the kind of education they want. So we're looking for a special kind of student that wants that kind of education.
How much does education play a role in Prescott, and how much more will having these students and having these faculty from Green Mountain College, will it have an impact on the academic community or just generally the community?
Well, higher education is a big part of the Prescott community. With Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, it's very distinctive in what they do in aeronautics and engineering and security. They're growing and doing very well. Yavapai College is started out as our local community college, is now growing and expanding and doing quite well. And you have Prescott College here, which is very different than both Yavapai and Embry-Riddle. So we have three very distinctive educational institutions here in Prescott, and it's a big part of the diversity of our community and what makes it a great place to live and continues to attract more and more people. We're growing rapidly up here, we're very proud of our community. It's a great place to be.
My final question for you has to do with what you said earlier about this trend that some small liberal arts colleges just aren't getting enough students, and that's what affected Green Mountain College. Are there any other opportunities? Does that present any other opportunities for Prescott College going forward?
Last year, Merrillhurst College in Portland closed, and we received about 40 transfer students and a teach-out agreement with Merrillhurst. And there are several other colleges, particularly in the Northeast, that are also stressed. So we're very pleased that Prescott College got its house in order a few years ago, and we started to grow. So that as other colleges are suffering, we become a place that students can move to continue the kind of education that they wanted.
John Flicker is president of Prescott College. President Flicker, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.